Hey, when I was in the hotel room, I was praying, and the Lord had laid a name on my heart for a young man who was here, and that you were going to be a sign to what was going to happen on the campus this Friday. And I got this. I heard Daniel Bryan. Now, I'm not sure if that's your first and last name or your first and middle name. Daniel, would you stand right there? The Lord says that you are a sign of a first fruit that's going to take place this Friday. He says you're moving from playing a sound to writing a new sound. You're going to be given to write sound, a song of reforming. You have served well, but now the Lord is going to begin to breathe on the dream that you have held on to, and that you're going to write a new song. I actually see you writing a national anthem, that you're going to write an anthem that's going to go across the nations, and that you're going to be a sound. I actually saw during worship, I didn't know that you were actually the one. I turned to Sean and said that God has something for that young man tonight. I actually saw an angel standing behind you and clothed you with the American flag. And what I heard the Lord say is this national anthem that is going to come out of you is actually going to rescue people from a season of darkness and from the dark night of the soul. And I see Hollywood all over you. God says Hollywood is going to open up. I see him sending you into Hollywood like a Daniel, that you will actually be the leaven of the kingdom and influence those who are in Hollywood and actually begin to write songs for them. And so, Father, I thank you that Daniel is a sign to what's going to happen this week. Because as your name is Daniel, this Friday there are Daniels that are going to come and get saved. And God's going to raise them up on the campuses and send them into the seven mountains of society as the leaven of the kingdom. And so, Father, I thank you that this man is a sign. He's a sign to that which is about to take place on the campus and on the campuses of America. So, Father, I thank you that you've given him a heart. And now, Father, as he heard the sound, now he's going to write the sound. And so, Father, I just thank you for that grace and release it right now from the soles of his feet to the crown of his head. In Jesus' name we pray. Come on, let's just thank him. Let's just say he's so, so here. Is there an Elizabeth that goes by Lizzie here? I saw an Elizabeth that goes by Lizzie. Oh, she's sleeping upstairs. Okay. Alrighty. So she's upstairs. Well, this is being recorded. She's six. Wow. Okay, this is so, so good then. I heard the Lord said he's going to increase her capacity to be able to hold that which he wants to put in her heart for the nations. And I actually saw her heart being enlarged, and I take it at a young age that she is going to begin to have even a encounters at a young age that's going to increase her spiritual capacity, because when this is all said and done, she's going to bring a love to the orphans. That's going to heal broken hearts. And Father, we thank you for Lizzie, that you so love her, that you would stop the meeting to point out your heart towards her. And so we bless her right now in Jesus' name. I don't know if I could stand. Is there a man here, a young man? Your name is Caleb. I heard Caleb the runner. There's something connected with that. Caleb, is there a Caleb here? Oh, well, everybody is upstairs. Alrighty. He's on the camera? Okay. Well, come on, run on. This is so cool that you're running, because I actually saw you running. This is so cool. I love it. My heart's going to break right now. You just made me miss my kids right now. How you doing, Caleb? Hey, the Lord is marking you tonight for a call to ministry. He says, you're going to walk and you're going to run with the gospel. And I actually see him impacting you. And I actually see you running with the gospel message that's going to be included with signs and wonders. That God is going to make you literally a sign to a generation. Your life story, your life testimony is going to be a sign. And also what I heard the Lord say, he's putting the grace on you to heal pastors' kids' hearts. And I felt that you are going to heal pastors' kids who have felt abandoned when this is all said and done. You're going to bring healing to their heart. And God's going to give you a grace and an anointing. He's equipping you tonight for this. And so, Father, if I could just pray for you. Can I pray for you, Caleb? Father, I thank you. Let me just grab your hand, Caleb. Father, I thank you for this one. I thank you for the anointing and grace that comes on him. That even at a young age, he will be entertained by your presence and angels. It would know the presence of God wherever he walks all the days of his life. And as Caleb, Father, you're going to give him a mountain. You're going to give him a mountain and he's going to influence this mountain. And so, Father, we bless Caleb in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
My brother right there in the second row, right there. Yeah, you. Just stand up. Sam, lift your hands up. Close your eyes. I saw several things. One, I saw the hand of the Lord being extended to you. And I had this real strong impression. It wasn't that long ago that there was a situation you really needed the hand of the Lord to lift you in the midst of a situation. I felt like there was something that kind of just came out of no place in a situation, circumstance that felt overwhelming to you. But I felt like this hand that lifted you up now is a hand that's being extended through you, that I really feel like this scripture, 2 Corinthians 1:3-4 says, the God of all comfort who comforts us in all our afflictions so that we may be able to comfort others with the comfort we've received in our afflictions. And I feel like it was the hand of the comforter, but I feel like through you now, God is increasing healing. And I'm going to tell you, there's several ways. Number one, yes, physical healing. But I feel like another thing is a healing in terms of being able to be used of the Lord to get to people's woundedness in their life and to get them back on their feet again. And I feel like your greater testimony, and I don't feel like you've been this way out there, crazy, way out, whacked out, whatever. But I still feel like the Lord is saying that the greater portion of your testimony is not what God pulled you out of. It's what God is pulling you into. I see the fire of God breaking out all over you. And I see a prophetic increase that God says it's yours. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. And I just see the Lord just, if you are adjusting and touching your ears and just touch his ears. I don't know if someone by him would just touch his ears. They're going to become the hand of the Lord. I just feel like there's a hearing ear and the seeing eye. The Lord has made them both. And I just decree that you are one of the signs in the midst, that prophetic evangelism. You're going to be in the marketplace and there's going to come such clarity of the word of the Lord that will come through you to someone that will be the hand of salvation. The Bible says the arm of the Lord is not too short that he cannot save. And the Bible talks about salvation belongs to our God. And I see that arm and that hand being extended through you. And I don't even know if you would say, hey man, evangelism is my gig or not. And obviously we're all called to fulfill the work of an evangelist. But I am decreeing and speaking over you that there will come an increase, that even when you're not looking for it, you're going to be led into harvest opportunities that will blow you away. And it's just going to be amazing what God is going to show you. You're going on an adventure with God and you're going to see the hand of God do some crazy mighty things in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless him, man. Bless him. Bless him. We're going to popcorn. We're going to go back and forth. I got a couple things. One of the things, and I never saw the movie, and maybe you'll know it a little bit later, but I just, for whatever reason, I saw it. A lot of times in movies, they'll have the poster of the thing, and I saw this thing of Elm Street. Elm Street. Does that mean anything to anyone? You either live on that or you grew up on that, but I just see this thing, Elm Street. Does that apply to anyone here? Elm Street. Anybody like that? Okay, it's a street in Pullman. Didn't know that. You used to live on Elm Street. Perfect. And this is exactly what I felt. I felt like there was some distance. Stand up, sir. Stand up, sir. Obviously, the movie, I never saw it because even before I was saved, I was never a horror movie dude, but y'all know Nightmare on Elm Street, right? You probably have heard of it. Oh, good. I felt like the Lord spoke to me and said that he was going to redefine something in a situation that went on when you were living in your past on Elm Street. That, again, I'm not trying to say it's of nightmare level, but I feel like the enemy tried to attack and do something in that season of life for you. And the Lord, who is gracious, is redeeming that. And he's turning that thing around right now. And whatever it was that the enemy used, that much like Joseph, you will say what was meant for harm, God now is converting. And it's just like this is a season of jubilee. This is a season of restoration. I really feel restoration to this extent, sir, and also for your son. I believe the Lord is speaking in my heart. He's going to restore to you things you never thought you'd get back. There was something lost or taken, and the Lord is bringing it back, and it's going to be better. It's going to be improved. It's going to have even more of a grace and more of just a God touch. And I just feel like the Lord is saying that, and again, I don't believe this is in the natural. I believe this is in the spirit. I believe like the Lord says, You're moving. Now, again, I'm not trying to prophesy to you, you know, changing your address and moving anywhere. I just believe it's a spiritual thing that God is saying, I'm bringing you to a new place in your walk. I'm bringing you to a new place of freedom, a new place of momentum, and a new place of sensing the favor of God. So I just bless you with that word and bless you in Jesus' name. And son, that's your dad. Is that correct? Place your hands upon him. I don't know what it is. I just see a healing anointing over you. So I just feel like God is touching your body. Lord, you're not showing me what it is, but I just see the hand of healing on him. And when I see that, again, I catalog that feeling. Lord, Father, I pray for healing for this man of God. I pray from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Let healing virtue flood his being. And I just declare, God, right now, some assorted pains leave. I declare the regulation, like certain systems in our body can get imbalanced. I declare a regulation of that. I declare even something in your blood right now. I declare even something in your joints right now being released of God. And we just declare the healer touches you and blesses you. And I get the word spry. It's not a word that I use in my vocabulary. Spry. Yes. And Matt says, and your legs. I said joints, and I feel like it is that. So Lord, we just declare in Jesus' name, healer. Jehovah Rapha over you. Amen. Come on.
Wrote something out. Is there a Shelby here? Shelby. I wrote something down for a Shelby. Is there a Shelby here? Is that significant? It says Shelby. No. Okay. What about, a Joanne. Is there a Joanne here? Where's Joanne? Hey, Joanne, how you doing? Hey, I want to share this with you, Joanne. I heard the Lord, I actually saw a picture of you fabricating, like doing something with fabrics. And I heard the Lord say, God is fabricating hearts of your family members back together. And there's something that's happening in this season for you because of your prayers, that he's fabricating the hearts of family members back together. And it has to do with your prayers. And so, Father, we just call all that in right now. It's actually what I saw. I actually see that right now. I actually saw a tornado over your house. And I actually saw it trying to rip your house off its foundation. But the Lord just spoke to it. And rather than lifting up the foundation of the house, it actually turned upside down. And it was a funnel from heaven bringing heaven down onto your house. And I actually saw this representing your family, that there's an invasion of heaven coming to your family right now because of your prayers. And Lord, the very attack that was trying to take just cause chaos and tear it apart, the Lord has spoken to. And now it's going to become a funnel of heaven upon your family. And so we just say right now, in the name of Jesus, that you've given her the ability and grace to fabricate hearts back to wholeness and bringing family together. And it's the spirit of reconciliation that's on you right now. And Father, we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
One, two, three, four, five rows back. There's a woman on the end. I think you have glasses on. You're in the dark. Yes. Stand up. It's just very simple. I just got this thing. Yes, it's this first front lady. But if this word blesses you, you take it too, sis. No. You. It is you. It is you. Yes. It's you. I remember a long time ago, I preached this message, and it's like we're talking about prophetic evangelism. I just saw my message notes. Now I preach off an iPad, but back in the day, it was handwritten, right? And so I remember these notes, and I preached. I want to say it was a miracle in Joshua's time where God reversed the shadow, and it was a sign. And I just quickly, it was the weirdest thing. I saw a shadow reverse on the stage. I looked again, and there was no shadow. It was like I saw something in the spirit. And then I immediately looked at you, and the Lord says, it's for you. I just feel like the word of the Lord is God is going to reverse a shadow. And when I think of a shadow, I think of the absence. Something's blocking the sun, right? The eclipse, we had a shadow all over certain part of America, all in these, you know, cereal boxes or glasses looking up. But I feel like the Lord says over you, he's going to reverse the shadow. And the Son of God is going to begin to shine. And I really feel like what it is, if I could say that, is that it's a way of saying, if I could, that there was in your area of your emotions, in an area of your life, there was something that came and blocked for you to see, in that sense, the hand of the Lord. It's like the enemy wanted you to be disillusioned, to block the sun. And the Lord says, I'm reversing that shadow. And now you're going to begin to see the goodness of the Lord in an area where it just seemed like, man, where's God in this? I don't know. And I wish I had more specifics, but I just feel like there's some sort of crisis, some sort of setback or issue that you have faced and maybe even are facing. And the Lord wants you to know he's hearing your prayers, and he's beginning to reverse that right now. And he's beginning to turn this thing around. And I really just begin to see this. So lift your hands right now. And Father, I just thank you. And there's an intercessory thing on you. I mean, we're all called to pray, but you have a strong intercessory thing on you. I just see intercession with tears. I just see like the priest in the Old Testament, they had these jewels, and they carried, each of those jewels represented the 12 tribes. I just feel like you're carrying nations on your heart, literally in the area of prayer. And it may not be like you're calling out Kyrgyzstan, or you're calling out any of these other ones, nations. It may even be specific people that are from nations that you are surrounding, but you don't realize that by praying for them, you're crying out for their nation as well. But I just feel like the Lord is saying to you, ask of me and I will give you nations. And some of your warfare has been because the enemy's been afraid of this intercessory. I just see your prayers like arrows hitting the target. What is your name? Melissa. Awesome. Place your hand on Melissa's head. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just declare, God, right now, this is a season of turnaround for her. This is a season of reversals. It's like if something went south, you reverse it, and now it goes north. And I just declare, God, right now, things are going to begin to go upward for her. She's going to begin to see a shift. She's going to be experienced. Her family's going to experience. I literally believe salvation is coming to some your family. I mean, like the Philippian jailer, salvation, you and your household. I just feel like God is even reversing the course of decisions of a particular close family member. He's reversing that. God is reversing that. And that they've made some decisions that have went away from God. Now they're going to make some decisions that God's going to reverse that. I feel like it's not just for you. It's over your family that God is reversing. So Lord, we bless Melissa. We bless her. We thank you for her in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Sometimes I don't, I'm going to give it back to you. I got all these things.
You know, I just saw, I saw Maryland Street. Is that significant? Somebody in Maryland Street. I don't even know if that's or you lived on Maryland Street, or was it, there was a Maryland Street. I just saw Maryland Street, or maybe you've lived. I don't know. I'm seeing this right now. And it's really Maryland Street. Is that significant to anybody? Yeah. What is that? Wow. Come on. Alrighty. So yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you. You know, your heart for people is just—it's just amazing. I believe it's Alice, correct? Is it Alice? Oh, Alice. Okay, yeah. You sat by me yesterday. You prayed for me. I just felt your heart. And one day, as you stand before the King, you're going to see the line of people that have been lined up because of the impact that you've made in their lives. You really have made such a huge impact. You have a mothering heart and a mothering spirit. And it's so, so amazing. As I just felt it, I was standing there But this is what I heard the Lord say. Get your running shoes ready. Because the best is ahead of you. And there's a season of increase and acceleration that's coming to you. I actually see you opening up like a house. And I see young ladies being drawn to you. And I actually see you mothering them in such a awesome way. I actually saw them being launched out and going into society and actually mothering society because of the mothering spirit that you have, that the Lord has just breathed on your life. And so, Father, I thank you that the prayers of this, you have this intercessory gift on you. It's not the only thing you have, but you have this grace of intercession and prayer that is just so, so strong. And some of these that are going to be standing of heaven are actually a result of the prayers that you've prayed. Wow, wow, wow. So, Father, I thank you for the grace that is on this woman's life, Alice. And, Father, I thank you that it's like Alice in Wonderland. She had to go through the small step and a whole new world opened up to her. And about 12 years ago, that kind of happened to you. You actually took a small step into a door and this whole kingdom world opened up to you. And it was about probably around 12 years ago. And the Lord says, get ready because now the increase is coming. Even though you experienced that 12 years ago, now watch what's about to happen in the next 12 years. And so, Father, I thank you for the hand of God. And I thank you for the ability to see in the spirit that you've anointed her eyes to see. And Father, we just bless her now in Jesus' name. As she was standing here, I felt in this section that there's a female you've been having tormenting nightmares at night and it's been harassing you. And the Lord wants to speak to them and address that right now. And he wants that to stop. So I know that's kind of a bold, but I sense in this section there's a female you've had this tormenting dream. It's almost, and it's even been to the building ability where you haven't been able to sleep well. Who is that female you just raised? I want to pray for you. My sense is you're in this section right here. Who is that female? This is not to embarrass anybody at all. That's not what the Lord wants to do. It's actually that he wants to be able to bless you with something because that thing is going to stop. So that makes it, I can't really see. Is there anybody that resonates with you in this section? Okay, well, if it's not in, we'll just open it up. I could be wrong in the section, but I feel like, yeah, is that you? All right, go ahead and stand on up. 3 o'clock in the morning, there's been a spirit of fear that's come in to try to attack you in your sleep. The Lord says at 3 o'clock in the morning, it's been happening. It stops tonight for the Lord's releasing an angel into your room and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding now comes across on your mind and upon your heart. And Father, I even thank you that even tonight as she steps into her room, that the presence of God will be there to meet her and that the torment stops now. Father, this is your daughter. You do not want her to have this torment. And so I just bless your spirit right now with the shalom of heaven. And I declare from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head that his presence, his liquid love would just begin to just melt over you right now in Jesus' name. And I declare that you are coming into a season that God's turning this around where you're not going to have a dream that torments, but now you're going to have dreams from his heart. And that the dream that what the Bible calls the night season is going to open up over you. I want to encourage you to have a pen and paper or a journal by your bed because these dreams that you're going to have, you're going to write in a journal and one day God's going to give you a platform to actually write a blog and be able to blog on some of these things that are actually bring freedom to young ladies' lives. And so, Father, I bless you in that in Jesus. And you're so precious to the Lord. You are so, so precious. I just feel God's heart over you and he just celebrates you, girl. Come on. Come on.
Hallelujah. I'm going to go a couple different ways, but tonight we're going to pray for the sick. So I'm super excited about that. I feel like God's going to do something. We're not going to keep you too much longer because we know, hey, we want to get you up and step out. I just saw these sequence of numbers, and sometimes what I'll do is it's like, it's weird. It's like I saw a slot machine, but I saw the numbers stop. And you're going to say, what? I mean, that's just kind of basic. But I saw it stop at 1, 2, 3. But I felt like the Lord says it's actually 12 and 3. December 3rd. Who is it? Someone, your anniversary, your birthday is December 3rd. Ooh, your wife's birthday. Stand up. That's awesome. That's awesome. What's your wife's name? Sarah. Ooh, come on. Lift your hands up. And Lou, your wife's not here, but you're here. I just felt like the Lord was saying that as he would give out a birthday, and sometimes I've gotten a portion of someone's social security number. I think there's a reason for that. I think for other purposes, identity purposes, the Lord didn't want me. And there are times when I know it's a date. I knew it was a day. I knew it wasn't like 1, 2, 3. I knew it wasn't like January 23rd. I knew it was December 3rd. And the Lord says, to whom this would be significant to, I'm calling out her birthday because I'm literally birthing something new in her in this season. I feel like the dream of the Lord, what did you have? Oh, I just, okay. He's going to share this. I'm going to share this. This is blowing me away. I felt like the Lord has given your wife, Sarah, dreams, and there's almost been a time elapse you know, you take certain medicine that it kicks in at a certain time. What's that term called? Time release. I feel like there's been a time release thing on a dream, and the Lord says it's the season to birth the dream. Now he just showed me. Come on, you got to share this. This is crazy. Oh my word, come on.
Well, I just wrote down Sarah the princess. It's time for her dreams to come true.
He has that written on his phone right now. So Lord, we bless Sarah, and what's your name, bro? Joe. We bless Joe. We bless Sarah. We just believe that it's a dream. And if God is for the wife, it's for the husband because they're one. And we just believe it's a season that you're going to bring the dream. Sarah the princess, the dream is going to come to pass. And you call out her birthday as literally a confirmation and a sign that this is the season to birth, to birth, to birth, to birth, to birth. And we bless it now. And we say there will be no miscarriage in this. There will be nothing that will abort this. We declare the dream will come to pass. Faithful is he who calls you. I think it's 2 Thessalonians 5:24. Faithful is he who calls you, and he shall bring it to pass. That's the scripture. So we bless Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Three quick things, and you got more too? Okay, tomorrow. Okay. Three quick things. You're going to think it's ladies' night because all three of these words are for ladies, but just how it works, right? I feel like there's one precious sister. You have, and this is the term, restless leg syndrome. You get this pain because your blood circulatory problems, especially as the blood goes further down your leg, the circulation is not the way it should be. So you're getting pain in your legs. It is restless leg syndrome. Right here in this section, there's actually a guy and a gal. I just got corrected. I thought it was all women. One woman here, you got in some sort of thing where it seems like it was a whiplash situation or something hit you to where your neck did something, and you've got ongoing chronic neck problem. There's even almost a fear that all of a sudden it's going to get worse because you'll get this thing. But there's also a man that you went to lift or pull something, and for you, it's a side of your neck that you strained something. And then right over here, the other female, you're in this section. I saw a female's hand on her jaw, and I feel like there's some sort of tooth. I actually think it's a jaw. Honestly, my impression, again, we know a part process. I believe it's like a jaw, like a TMJ or a clicking thing or something, but it's also centered in the back part of it. Okay, if any of those words apply to you, stand up right now. Would you do that? Just stand up right now. I know you're here. I know you're here. 1, 2, 3, 4, right? Who in this? 5. Awesome. And a gentleman right here. Perfect. Hey, yeah, there can be. It's open. Okay. Sometimes you get a word that applies for more than one. Okay. Now, who is the restless leg, the circulatory? 1, 2. Okay, people go to them and begin to pray off of RLI, right? Restless leg, RLS. And to our gentleman right here, okay, who are the ladies with the neck, right? You're some sort of, they're sitting right next to you, though. What are the odds of that? Somebody go over there. Sir, is that yours too? Okay, go and someone lay your hands on this gentleman right here. And I presume you're the one, tooth or jaw, is it? Neck. Okay. Where's the person kind of TMJ or kind of jaw? Okay. Right there. Both of you. Okay. All of the words here. Amen. People go to them. Put your hand in that area. Okay. We're going to pray over them. And Matt has some other, got one more. Go ahead.
Well, I also felt like I leaned over and I was telling Richie, when Shaw was speaking, there was a point he had talked about, one of the ways, we hear God is we sense things. And when he said that, I heard the Lord whisper in my ear that there's people here right now during the message, they felt like their feet were on fire. And what the Lord was saying, he actually gave me a scripture. He says, how beautiful are the feet of those who carry the good news. I felt like there is a new breed of evangelists that we're going to raise up out of there and out of this place to be sent out. And God was releasing the fire of the gospel. gospel upon you and you actually felt as a physical manifestation your feet. If that was you during the message, you actually felt like your feet were on fire. Would you just raise your hand?
I'm going to have you close with that. I want him. Okay, hold tight on that. I want him to close on that. That's how powerful it is. Okay, begin to pray. I believe in the people's anointing. Bible says these signs are full of them that believe. We'll lay hands on the sick. We'll pray for more sick tomorrow and flow. So come tomorrow night. Bring people with you. But Lord, right now, Father, we say according to your word that Jesus, you are the healer, Jehovah Rapha. Healing isn't just what you do, it's who you are. Lord, we look to your name. That's a name above RLS. It's a name above a neck issue. It's a name above TMJ. It's a name above any other kind of issue. Lord, and we just declare, God, right now, and someone else, it's a colitis. There's a stomach issue. A man, colitis. You've got a colon issue. Lord's healing your stomach. So wherever you're at, stand up, sir. Put your hand on your stomach. I just got that right now. Colon, colitis. Is that you, sir? Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we curse. Go back there, bro. Solomon, lay your hands on him. Father, we curse every spirit of infirmity. We break every yoke of sickness. We say every symptom of sickness and disease, you must go. Now we say, Holy Spirit, come manifest the love of God in these parts of their body. Holy Spirit, as you graciously do, manifest that which Christ purchased for them at Calvary. We say you took up their infirmities. You bore their sickness, and by Jesus' stripes you're made whole. And Lord, we release the kingdom and the King upon them. And we speak right now. We say to that jaw. Now you begin to pray specifically. You know what you're praying for because they stood up and acknowledged it. So now you begin to pray. Someone there, let them hear your voice. I did kind of an over prayer, but you pray specifically right now. Come on. There's a healer in the house right now. Come on. He's walking down the row, walking up the aisle, touching you. Come on. Right now. Woo, amen. Sis, I believe that neck is loosening up right now. Yes, yes, yes. Colitis leaving right now. The pain, the stuff in the digestive process, we say it opens up. We say your jaw doesn't click. It doesn't stick. We just declare like the oil of the Lord. And we just declare, God, right now, healing right now, healing right now, healing, healing. I just rebuke trauma out of your neck that you have been in the whiplash and the kind of like I saw your neck go back. Lord, we just rebuke a spirit of trauma and we just say, Holy Spirit, just come. Holy Spirit, right there. I just feel, woo, there was just like a wind right there, just of healing, healing. Now, right now, if you're laying hands on them, I want someone, now you've asked the Lord for healing, and I think that's significant. I want you now to begin to declare healing over them. Say something to the effect of be made whole, or I just declare your healing virtue in your body. I declare this part of your body to act right to the according to the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to the word. Psalms 107, verse 20, sent forth his word to heal. When I get words of knowledge, my faith for people's healing go to another level. I don't have to have a word of knowledge for you to get healed. There's enough word in the Bible. But I feel like when God identifies it, again, it's that I only do that which I see the Father do. We're doing what we see God do. So right now, I want you, someone lay your hands on them. And I want everyone is being prayed for right now. Just say, I receive his healing touch and just breathe in. I receive it. And I take a deep breath. Now, right now. Do what you couldn't do. Come on, just test it. Come on, do something you couldn't do. Check, open your jaw, take a deep breath, roll your neck, whatever. Kind of move your legs a little bit. Just check. Just look. How would you know if you healed? Come on, check it out. Come on. Oh, oh, come on, come on, come on. How many of you right now, as you did it, you felt God's healing power? Just wave of those that are standing. This gentleman, yes, yes. Come on, yes. Amen, yes. Awesome, awesome. Okay, we're going to conclude. I'm going to hand it to Matt, but Matt is going to end in this thing. And I think this was the crowning thing for tonight. And tomorrow's a full day. And so right after this, Richie's going to come up, I think. Or Paul. And they're going to give us instructions. But come on, Matt's going to direct us.
Actually, I want Richie to come up here because he has this fire. And I feel like he needs to release the grace right now. I got to tell you, I get around this guy. I want to just go win people. And I just feel like, so if here's the thing. During the message, if you felt like your feet were on fire, I felt like that was an impartation of an evangelistic grace that was falling on you. And it's, and what I heard the Lord say was that it's going to be partner with a new authentic love. And it's just going to be so, so amazing. I actually saw some of you begin to create a prayer journal where God's going to lay co-workers and family members and friends. As you begin to actually write their names in the journal, He's going to give you the secrets of their heart, and that you're going to begin to journal things that only God would know, and you're going to share with them. They're just going to come into the kingdom. And it's just going to be so amazing. But would you release that? Because
come on. If you felt that fire in your feet, go ahead and stand to your feet right now. Go ahead and stand up. If you were feeling heat, fire in your feet, and I just want to open it up even a little bit broader than that. But if you begin to feel your heart burn within you during the message, even as when Jesus was talking with the disciples before they recognized him, and then when he revealed himself at the Lord's Supper, they said, did our hearts not burn within us as he was speaking? If you felt your heart burning within you like this passion just starting to stir up, I want you to begin to stand to your feet right now. Yeah. Come on, come on, come on. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, I want to preface it with this, that John the Baptist says that when he comes, talking of Jesus, that he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. It's Jesus that does the baptizing. I'm going to do the praying, but Jesus is going to do the baptizing. And so just turn your attention to him, Jesus, who does the baptizing right now, and begin just to cry out right now. I'm going to begin to pray with you, but I want you to begin to cry out. I want you to begin to let him hear your voice. Let him hear your passion. Begin to cry out right now from what, from the depths, not from here, but from here. Begin to cry out right now. Don't worry about the person to your left and to your right, but begin to cry out from here, from your gut. Begin to cry out right now. I believe that fire always falls on acceptable sacrifice. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing, God. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the word that was released, God. Father, right now, I just pray that, God, right now, I just affirm that prophetic word, God, right now. And I say, come, Jesus, begin to light us up and send us to dark places. Light us up. Send us to dark places all around the world. God, light us up. Put your fire for souls, the fire that's in your eyes for souls. Put it inside of us that we would burn with the same passion that you burn with, God, that our hearts would become a flame like yours is, God, that we would be baptized in your love, God, that we would be compelled by your love, that our compassion would lead us to action, God. God, I pray that you would put something in us, that you would put your heart within us, God, in such a way that we would weep at the night, God, that we would wake up in the middle of the night weeping over souls. God, we accept your burden of prayer, God. We receive it right now, God, not just for this conference, God, but every day of our life. God, we want to feel what you feel for your lost sons and daughters, God. We want to begin to weep like you weep, God. We want to begin to be generous like you are, God. We lay down our finances. We lay down our love, God. We lay down our life, God. We surrender our families, God. We surrender our dreams, God, so that you, God, would baptize it in your fire. We lay it down right now. And so, Father, we just thank you for your fire. And that I even believe that tonight many of you will have dreams, and many of you will be woken up at about between 2 and 3 a.m. in the morning, and that God's going to begin to speak to you between 2 and 3 a.m. in the morning. And when he wakes you up, begin to pray, and God's going to impact you in the middle of the night while you're praying, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. I do believe that these evangelists that God is raising up, that he's talking about, will also be marked with secret place prayer. I honestly believe that you will be marked with secret place prayer. I just got a testimony. Matter of fact, this just is the Lord. I have my mother-in-law lives in this house in Calgary, Alberta, and across the street from her is a lady that would sit out on her front porch and smoke cigarettes every night. And when I saw her, she's been there for a while, but about right before I left, and I've just moved to Pennsylvania, I saw her and I leaned over to my mother-in-law, and I was going to go over and witness to her, but I felt like my mother-in-law has been praying for her for many years, was supposed to lead her to the Lord. But I began to pray for her every single night. I began to pray for her salvation. I began to pray for reconciliation with her family members. And I just got a text tonight from my mother-in-law, and she said, I thought you would like to know this, Richie, but she came across the street tonight and I led her to the Lord and prayed for her entire family. Just tonight, she led her to the Lord. And so I do believe that there's people, I want to do this last thing before we go. I believe that there's people that are in your family members, maybe they're your neighbors that you've been praying for. And I believe that there's grace right now just to begin to pray for lost family members, maybe even family members that have walked away from the Lord. They used to know the Lord, but you know they're not walking with the Lord right now. If you've been praying specifically for family members right now and you would like to see them get saved, just raise your hand right now. Why don't we just all begin to pray right now? Put their name on your lips. I feel faith in my heart. Just on that testimony, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. I want you to begin to pray for them and make sure that it moves your heart. Pray till it moves you right now. Pray for them by name. Put their name on your lips right now. Just begin to pray. So Father, right now, we just pray for every family member and every friend that's being named right now. Your word says that if we pray anything according to your will, that we know that we have the things that we pray for, and it's not your will that any should perish, but that all should come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And so, Father, right now, we pray that the scales would fall off of their eyes and that their heart would believe, and that, God, that they would see that you love them, and that, God, that they would begin to cry out and seek you with all of their heart so that they would find you. In Jesus' name, we pray that they would find no pleasure in sin, that they would find no pleasure in the things that they're currently involved in, and that, God, that you would stir them to seek out the truth so that they would find it. In Jesus' mighty name, I say amen, 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 amen. How good is that? How many people have had a good night tonight and a good time? We had a blast today. We started at 9:30 in the morning today. We went out on the streets, and we're going to start again tomorrow at 9:30 in the morning. I want to encourage you, if there's anything that you can do to get here, get here. I'm going to speak first thing in the morning. It's my last session in the morning. And then we've got Angelo Jean-Pierre is going to speak again. It's going to be amazing. And we've got, I don't know who's next after that, but then we've got, I think we got a long outreach. We got two things in the morning, and then we're going to go hit the university all afternoon until 7 o'clock. And so I want to encourage you, this is your time. Listen, Paul and I and some of the Global Awakening team and circuit riders, we've come in from out of town, but this is your town. This is your place where God has put you and planted you. And I want to encourage you to take ownership of this place, because God has put it in your heart. This is where you're at. And I want to encourage you to take advantage of the resources that have flown in, of the people that God's brought in the answering to your prayer, and don't miss anything that you don't have to miss. All right? Because I do believe that there's some things that you can get, just it'll come to you in life, but most of the things that you want the most, you'll have to go and get. It costs you something. So I don't care if it costs you something. I feel this urgency to say, come out tomorrow. Make every session if you can. Amen. 9:30 in the morning, we'll be here, and you have a great evening. And if you have to stop and get gas, make sure you tell somebody about Jesus tonight. Amen. 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 Bless you. Thanks for coming.